This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Any week in which we hear from Janet Yellen is almost by definition a week worth talking about. Helps that a whole bunch of other stuff is going on out there as well. So here for the weekly wrap are Neela Richardson from Redfin. David Gura is from Bloomberg. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, we're going to start with you, and we're going to start with Janet Yellen's testimony on Capitol Hill this week to both houses of Congress. It seems to me, and this bums me out a little bit, that we are back in a place where we are hanging on her every word.
You know what? We are so at that place,
yeah.
Kai.
Yeah.
And the market really reacted during the time of Yellen's testimony to see that 300-point dip in the Dow at times during that testimony was really remarkable as she discussed the possibility of negative interest rates. It all fed back on each other that maybe the economy is not as strong as we thought as we ended the year in 2015.
Yeah. Girl, let me ask you this, just picking up on that negative interest rates point. If we are at the point where we're talking about negative interest rates with the chair of the Fed, we've pretty much come to the place where there's nothing else they can really do, right?
Yeah, we've seen other central banks do it. We saw it in Japan. We saw it in Europe. It struck me listening to her talk about that yesterday that she's clearly thought about it. Somebody asked her if she'd question the legality of it. Could she actually do it? And she said she hadn't looked into it. It was interesting watching her over the course of those 2 days. Of course, she fielded a lot of questions from representatives that had nothing to do with monetary policy. But I thought she stood pretty firm on 2 points. She was reiterative. She made the point again and again and again that the Fed is going to be make moves based on data. She said this time and time again. And for that reason, it kind of makes you want to hit yourself over the head because she keeps saying it and nobody believes her when she's saying it.
Right.
And the other thing is just they wanted her to acknowledge what's going on, acknowledge that there's been all this volatility that we've seen. Bad markets in China, that we've seen bad markets here. And she did that. She said something interesting, though. She said, I don't think it's mainly our policy that's caused it. In other words, I think there are a lot of people who believe that the Fed acted too soon. Maybe it made a mistake. She's trying to make the case that, in fact, she doesn't think that's what happened, and she's going to move slowly here going forward.
Exactly. And Neela, it's almost like she's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't, right?
Well, that is the role of the Fed chairman during a volatile time.
That's right.
I mean, there's no right answer. There's only just trying to get the right data to tell you the story of what to do. Look, we have a lot of things going on. We have China, and there's a lot of volatility due to the slowing growth of that country. We have very low oil prices, and what does that mean to the American consumer? And we have this low inflation environment and the specter of a recession. So there's nothing good that the Fed chairman can say to alleviate markets at this time. The only thing they can say is we're data dependent. There are no preset courses and our path is uncertain, which is as good as we're going to get.
David, if you are out there in Sheboygan, you know, reading the news every day and you see all this volatility, what do you suppose people are making of it?
It's hard. You know, I talked to an asset manager today, manages a lot of money in the trillions, and he said the tendency here is to be bearish and to worry about this. And it's hard to sort of swallow and think, you know, this is going to be all right in the long term. Things work in cycles. But, I mean, you look at volatility in oil prices. We hit a 12-year low yesterday.
Yep.
We were up again today. You look at the S&P 500. We had more 20-point swings in the past month than we've had in 7.5 years. So there's all this noise. It's feeding this feedback loop that's there. Sentiment is something we have to deal with. So there's this debate over technicals and fundamentals, but it has to do with psyche.
It's all about how you feel. It's hard
to reckon with that.
Exactly.
And once again, we're seeing this disconnect between the stock market reaction and what we're seeing with the consumer, which is, you know, still a decent labor market, still growing, even though the economy slowed in the fourth quarter. We're seeing retail sales that are decent.
Yep.
We're seeing a pickup in labor force participation, some evidence that the labor market is tightening and we might get some wage growth. So there are some good things going on in the real economy that the markets like to ignore because they're really focused on what's going on abroad.
All right. So, Neela, with that as preface, and we've got like 30 seconds left to split between the two of you, I asked Cardiff and Catherine this 2 weeks ago. I asked Lee and Sudeep a week ago. All four of them poo-pooed me. I want you guys to each weigh in on the prospect of a recession coming down the pike. David, you go first. And seriously, like 15 seconds.
you know, people are telling me that the markets are pricing that in. But as Neela was just saying, you've got all of these economic indicators that show you that the economy, the U.S. economy, is actually doing all right in a lot of ways. I mean, look at the labor market. That's at 4.9% unemployment now. You've got some wage growth. So it seems like the markets are saying one thing, the economy is saying another.
Neela, up to you. 15. Go.
Recession is unlikely, but the slow growth environment, I think, is here to stay for a really long time.
Hmm. All right. Neela Richardson from Redfin, David Gura from Bloomberg. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks,
Thank you, Kai.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.